Washington and capitals throughout Europe are watching the political happenings in Greece once again. Campaigning kicked off in Greece today amid a lot of anxiety about what's going to happen in next month's general election there. And it's reviving the debate over austerity measures in Greece that were put in place back in 2010 as part of that country's economic bailout. Joe Weisenthal of Bloomberg News joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
How come Washington is keeping such a close eye right now on what's happening in Greece?
Well, like you said, this is sort of bringing back memories of the 2000-2012 sovereign debt crisis that, of course, the Eurozone is a major trading partner and ally with us. So anything that sort of revives that is going to be of global concern.
And how does it revive it? As you say, the European Union is the U.S.'s largest single trading partner. To what extent could an intensification of the European debt crisis harm the economic recovery in this country?
Well, the new election potentially revives the Eurozone crisis in a different way than before. So previously, you saw markets losing confidence in peripheral countries like Greece and Spain and Italy and Portugal. Now it's a little different. It's less about the markets and more about the internal political situation. And so essentially, after years of weak economic growth, sky-high unemployment, you have Greek voters potentially for the first time, you know, sending a leader – or electing a leader who will sharply go against the existing austerity regime.
And
if that happens, and if they say, oh, you know, we demand a renegotiation of our austerity and bailout terms, then that could spread further across the Eurozone, and you have this situation where, once again, one of our trading partners is in a sort of economic calamity.
Could you clarify that for us, exactly what's happening internally in Greece that's having such or could have repercussions outside?
Sure. So even though Greece isn't in the same sort of borrowing issue, doesn't have the same borrowing problems as it has before, the economy has been very terrible. And it's possible that in January, a new leader will be elected in Greece who is sharply left-wing. He's the head of the Syriza party. He has promised that if elected, he's going to tear up essentially the existing austerity for bailout plan and demand a new negotiation. Of course, the rest of Europe doesn't want that. They don't want to renegotiate. They don't want to open the Pandora's box, so to speak, of all different countries demanding to renegotiate their bailout plans.
Okay, so the fear is that Greece might leave the Eurozone.
Ultimately, that is a real fear. I mean, you know, I think at this point that still seems unlikely or far-fetched. But you could have a scenario where a new leader who is sharply opposed to the existing approach in Europe, maybe they just can't reach an agreement on a bailout for austerity plan and ultimately Greece is forced to leave.
So again, what are the ripple effects of that in terms of the U.S. economic recovery?
I think, you know, the way to think about it is less so in terms of like Europe as a major, you know, if Europe slows down, that's fine. I mean, Europe has been very slow for several years and it hasn't hurt the U.S. economy too much. The bigger issue would be if suddenly we start getting in this thing where there's financial stress, where because of a potential crisis, financial markets start to weaken and money starts, you know, people feel less confident. There isn't as much lending. And then you could have a slowdown in the U.S. through the financial system, essentially.
Okay. Thank you for speaking with us. Joe Weisenthal of Bloomberg News. Thanks again.
Thank you.